Alona had received a gift from her father. Even though she was only around 2 years old, he thought it was a good idea to get her a puppy. At this point, I was 8 and knew better. There was no way we'd be able to take care of him. We barely had enough food for ourselves. How was this little fella going to survive here with us? Even though he was the most adorable puppy I'd ever seen, soft fur, the cutest puppy eyes, and a tiny wagging tail, we just couldn't keep him. Trust me, I wanted to keep him all to myself. It was love at first sight. The puppy instantly put a smile on my face and made me feel good inside, like everything was okay, like the world wasn't all that bad. I took him away from Alona, who was pulling on his fur and his ears. I could tell the puppy needed a break, so I picked him up and held him close to my heart for a while, crying. I felt so bad that I had to let him go. I had to find a way to make sure he'd survive and have a good, happy life, just not here with us. I thought long and hard, trying to come up with a plan to make sure the puppy would have a real chance. There were many stray dogs all over the place. Most likely Alona's father had gotten this little pup from someone whose dog had gotten pregnant. Or he'd seen the pup on the street and assumed he was okay since he didn't smell or look too dirty. That day, I came up with a plan. It was not my first choice, but it was the only way. I unlocked the door to the balcony and pushed it open. I felt the cold wind brushing against my face. The snow covered the ground once more, making everything a beautiful white. I had never been out on our balcony before. I wasn't scared, as we only lived on the 4th floor, and I was used to wandering around the rooftops, higher than the 9th floor. This felt the same as being on the roof, only easier. I tiptoed out to see if anyone was around, and saw plenty of people outside. All was going according to plan. I went back inside and put on my mean, angry face, a face that wasn't messing around. After all, every step had to be believable, otherwise it was all for nothing.